Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I think in the end, talent will out this season. I think as long as Shador makes sure to do everything Kevin Stefanski wants him to do in terms of prep and study and all that, I would be shocked if Shador doesn't see more games than Will Howard. I don't think we're going to see Will Howard unless Aaron Rodgers just doesn't show up in Pittsburgh.
Or you do what Ross Tucker had been campaigning for on Good Morning Football, which is just forgetting about Aaron Rodgers completely.
Yeah, that's not. That's that
doesn't seem likely. Yeah. It was not a bad idea. I understand what Ross was getting at.
Now, did he say, and then trade for Kirk Cousins?
No, so actually, I want to lay out his philosophy for you because I thought it was pretty interesting. His thinking was basically, if you have Aaron Rodgers for one season, it's going nowhere anyway. So you might as well play Will Howard because eventually Will Howard could be something. Mm-hmm. And so, like, what is Aaron Rodgers going to actually do for you? He's going to get you to potentially a postseason game where you're once again going to be an underdog to a team that's probably going to take you out?
Man, I think that's a wildly cynical view of Aaron Rodgers.
You got to take it up with your buddy then.
I think I will. I'll text him right now.
You text him right now. You tell him, hey, great job on Good Morning Football. The bacon take.
See, the problem is I did. I texted him this week.
And also the hate the Aaron Rodgers take too.
I was like, I got to tell you, buddy, you're killing it this week.
You're just acknowledging that he's on TV is what you're doing.
They have to make you a regular on that show because you're a breath of fresh air. And then that day, he had his, I think bacon's overrated take.
And then he followed it up with his Aaron Rodgers take.
It's like, I don't know you could offend me more than, you know, like, you could say bad things about me personally. I'd be like, I think you got a point. You say bad things about bacon, you're just wrong. You just have no taste buds. Like Jake. But specific to the Rodgers thing, I think people are all wrong about the Rodgers thing. Now, granted, the dude should actually sign at some point. I think now that we're through the draft, I think he's just gonna wait out through the end of involuntary OTAs.
Tomlin already gave him his deadline, which was the start of training camp. So like he gave him enough time.
Well, okay, that actually makes sense because Tomlin doesn't want to look like the guy who's like making an exception for Rodgers not being at OTAs. And mini camps.
Is this like you're a cool dad type move? Like you're a cool mom, you're a cool dad?
No. So he doesn't want to.
You've been a cool head coach?
If you're not under contract, you can't enforce that.
For sure.
So the idea is he's going to get paid the same thing no matter whether he signs yesterday or right before training camp. So why not let him get through, do his little ayahuasca trip in June while the team's at. And then after he gets back from Vision Quest, then you sign him. And so then
Aaron Rodgers, you got 2 months of Rumspringer. Now figure it out.
No, but think about it. Then you don't look like a hypocrite if you're Tomlin and you still can save face with the locker room.
At the time that he put that deadline out there, a lot of people were pretty upset that it'd be so lax. But I'm with you. I think that's the right move with Rodgers. Putting restraints on Rodgers seems like it's like trying to control a toddler.
Yeah.
It's not going
to
work.
And just deal with him as little as you have to until things mean something.
Yeah. So what's interesting is that so many people, I feel like, believe that Will Howard might end up being blocked for the entire year. While it feels like just as many people believe Shador Sanders, if it's not week one, will get a crack at it at some point this season.
Yeah. Like, I think there's at least some chance of Shador starting week one. I don't know if it's a big chance, but there's greater than 1% chance of Shador starting week one. There's zero chance of Will Howard. Because if Aaron Rodgers gets hurt, there's no Tomlin just is not going to go to a rookie quarterback that early.
I think even if Aaron Rodgers spurned them and decided not to play, I think he'd still go with Mason Rudolph over Will Howard.
Absolutely. And they probably would bring in another former slappy quarterback just to keep them some distance between having to play Will Howard
and earlier.
So it goes
Mason Rudolph, Skylar Thompson, and then Will Howard.
I was thinking maybe Dobbs gets cut again. Maybe Duck Hodges. It's time to bring the Duck back.
You bring Mitch Trubisky
Flying
back
v.
in the locker room? Yeah, there we go.
Oh, Flying Mitch v. Trubisky. That'd be really funny if they brought Mitch back.
That would be funny.
Where is he? Where is that crazy bastard?
I think Buffalo still, right?
He's back in Buffalo? Well, I knew he was back in Buffalo. I didn't know he was still back in Buffalo.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
That's good for him. That's good money.
Is that, am I remembering that wrong, or
I
is that not
no,
the case?
Because as soon as you said it, it made sense to me.
I mean, because there was the, wasn't that?
Wasn't there a Kansas City trip in there somewhere? Am I misremembering?
Because remember, Trubisky was the one that started that the Week 18 game against the Patriots that ultimately cost the Patriots. Like, Josh Allen got the record on start because Josh Allen's got a start record streak, so he came in and played one snap, and I think Trubisky played the rest of that game.
Yeah, Trubisky's a backup in Buffalo.
Yeah, also, fun fact on that with Trubisky, from what I've been told and my understanding of that whole situation is, Josh Allen just loves him because he's really good at golf. I think I've told you this before.
This is the number one thing. This is
like,
how
Josh Allen just wants a good golf partner, and Mitch Trubisky is just like a good hang, and he's a good golfer, and so that's what he loves about him the most.
I think that's really, really prominent with NFL quarterbacks too. Like, is my backup just a good hang?
Well, it's like opening up as a comic on the road. Are you going to drink and hang out and be cool about things, or are you going to be uptight and weird about things?
Yeah, like Mark Maron wouldn't take Artie Lang on the... Okay, sorry. Artie Lang wouldn't take Mark Maron out on the road 15 years ago as an opener.
Yeah.
Because Mark's sober and sane, and Artie at that point was, you know...
He wanted someone to party with, someone to hang out with, someone that he can get along with. Yeah,
there,
for sure.
And Artie still might be out there. We hope he's in good health. Megan at 57, by the way. What an upset. Now...
I used to like his radio show. Did you ever listen to the Artie Lang show that was on? It was on late night.
I liked it when he was not the central focus of a radio show. When he was with Howard Stern. The fourth guy. That was funny.
It was a late night sports show that he tried to do that was on TV at like 2 a.m. And it was him and you remember John Ritchie too? I think he was on there as well. And I liked it, but it was the type of thing that you'd watch at 2 a.m.
We like Artie Lang. We hope he's healthy. Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess he got sober a couple years ago. Hopefully he's still sober is what we're going to say.
Okay.
I think it's a landslide. I don't think there's a chance of that. Will Howard strikes me as if Rodgers gets hurt, Mason Rudolph fails, and it's like a week 17, throw him out there. Week 18, throw him out there. That's the only way I think he sees the field.
Well, the funny thing is that Steelers fans would clamor for him to be out there, but he is the Spider-Man meme. He is Mason Rudolph.
It's just so wild.
They're identical.
Have such a type there, and it's bad quarterbacks. They're big.
They're both 6'4". They're both 240.
Now,
they're massive humans, and they just are what they are.
Mason Rudolph, bit of a mouth breather. Will actually seems pretty smart. So maybe they've differentiated where now it's not just big, dumb quarterbacks. Now it's just big quarterbacks.
Yeah, Mason Rudolph does seem like he talks like how Nikki Glaser impersonated Gronk.
Yeah.
That's like that. That's how I think Mason Rudolph talks in my head.
216-474-0092.
And give me an impression there,
Diana.
Hey, you're the impression.
Diana, what are we doing?
You're the impression guy on the show.
You know how much just hearing my own impression of Chase Daniel makes me. He's gotten better. I'm gonna say he's gotten better on the podcast. He still stinks on TV. What are we doing,
Diana?
Will the 49ers pay Brock Purdy? What are we doing? It's called a topic. All right? They come up with a topic, then you have an opinion that isn't asking people what you're doing. Every time we talk about him, it gets very, very, very personal. It's just that he doesn't deserve the jobs that he's getting because he's not talented and he's not insightful.
but not personal.
Yeah.
We're not going to make this personal.
That's just an honest professional assessment
yeah.
of Chase Daniel.
I think he'd like an email form of that assessment.
Oh, I think audio works best.
Oh, okay.
Because then I can hear that my analysis is dripping with condescension. I worry that if I just sent a text, he might just read it dry, and he might not know that I really, really turn the TV off when he comes on.
Completely objective. No opinion.
Absolutely. I just call it like I see it. Right down the middle. 216-474-0092. Diana. Who will start more games this year? Will Howard or Shedeur Sanders? We got plenty to get to coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. More on the Cavs-Pacers series. But we lead off with, predictably, the lead in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.